Organizers seeking to recall Wisconsin's powerful assembly speaker got a victory at the Wisconsin Elections Commission, but it's not yet clear whether the recall can move forward. It's Wednesday, June 26. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Mallory Chang. Coming up, Wisconsin's housing costs are reaching new highs, and food pantries in South Central Wisconsin say they need help. Stay with us.
On Wisconsin Today, you hear the biggest stories in our state delivered with the context you need from a source you can trust. This journalism is community supported. Join in now with your gift at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Staff at the state's elections agency say activists trying to remove Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss from office submitted enough signatures to trigger a recall election. But as Rich Kramer reports, legal questions remain.
Staff at the WEC say the Racine Recall Committee turned in more than 6,800 signatures from residents in Voss's old 63rd Assembly District. But they said whether Voss can even be recalled from that district, quote, remains an unresolved legal question. That's because his old district and all others drawn by Republicans in 2022 were declared unconstitutional by the Wisconsin Supreme Court's liberal majority. The commission asked justices for clarity on which maps to use for a potential recall, but the court declined to weigh in. Recall organizers also submitted signatures from residents in Voss's new 33rd Assembly District, but they did not turn in enough signatures to force a recall there. The commission's six-member board will meet Thursday to discuss options. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A Dane County judge ruled yesterday that certain voters with disabilities will be able to receive absentee ballots by email in the November election. Voters who certify that they are blind or have a physical disability that impairs manual dexterity will qualify to request a ballot by email. The ballots must be returned by postal mail. Kirsten Kirstensteiner is the Director of Legal and Advocacy Services for Disability Rights Wisconsin.
This is the first step, and it's going to be a longer journey, but it's getting some equity for individuals with print disabilities in their ability to cast a secret ballot the way everyone else can.
The judge's ruling only applies to the November election. Ballots have already been drafted for the August primary. Advocates say they expect the Wisconsin Elections Commission and the legislature to appeal the judge's ruling. A lawyer for the Elections Commission said in court that there may not be enough time to make the change before the election. The Wisconsin Realtors Association says home affordability last month was the worst it's been since they began tracking that metric in 2009. Joel Schultz has more on the association's new report.
Waukesha County resident Megan Hitney says she's been struggling for months to purchase her first home with her boyfriend.
Almost every showing we had, we were not the only one looking at that house, so showings were booked at multiple times. So one of the houses we looked at, there were like 20 people in the house at one time.
They're not alone. A new report by the Wisconsin Realtors Association says affordability hit an all-time low in May. David Clark is an economist with the association.
Until we really start seeing some improvement on those mortgage rates, we're likely to have a relatively low housing affordability.
He says high median home prices and moderate income growth have also hurt affordability. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Three dozen food pantries in Dane County signed a letter yesterday emphasizing the stress they're under. The number of visits to many Dane County food pantries has more than doubled in the past 2 years. Food pantry coordinators say they're spending more money on food than ever before. Ellen Carlson is the executive director of Way Forward Resources. She says when people see dramatic increases in their rent, they have less money for things like food.
They don't want to have to make decisions about who in their family they're going to feed, whether they're going to pay their rent or not, whether they're going to be able to meet all of the needs of their families.
According to Feeding America, nearly 13% of kids in Dane County were food insecure in 2022. That's up from 7.5% in 2021. Dane County is the fastest growing county in the state, and some are worried that will make the problem worse unless something changes. Food pantry coordinators are asking public officials to come up with permanent solutions. A Jefferson County judge has ruled that the public cannot go beyond the normal high water mark on rivers, lakes, and streams during flood conditions. Daniel Kading has more.
Jefferson County Circuit Court Judge Bennett Brantmeyer ruled in favor of Thomas Rice of Exonia. He sued the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources last year over guidance that says the public can use waterways as long as people keep their feet wet. His attorneys say airboat operators used that as justification to trespass when the nearby Rock River flooded his land. Rice's attorney, Jessica Polakowski, says they're pleased with the ruling.
What our client was seeking to do was to clarify both his rights in terms of his private property rights and the rights of the public and where they can traverse freely pursuant to the public trust doctrine in Wisconsin.
That ensures navigable waters are held in trust for public use. The judge found the guidance was unlawful and can't be enforced. The DNR declined to comment on the ruling. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up in today's episode of Wisconsin Life, we'll hear a story about family and loss and the power of storytelling. We'll be right back.
Gardening in Wisconsin is a year-round job, and Garden Talk is here for you throughout every season. We help you battle relentless pests and pick your favorite mulch. We also cover how to care for houseplants and successful methods for starting seeds inside. We want to know what keeps your garden growing. Join me, Larry Mueller, for Garden Talk on the Ideas Network, Fridays at 11 and Saturday mornings at 6, or online anytime.
It's now time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Trina LaSousa with a story about memories.
Losing someone special is never easy, but thankfully, a person can live on through storytelling. Using the power of stories, we remember precious moments and share what they meant to the world. Miriam Brabham of Green Bay reflects on her memory of her grandmother and how her passing impacted her perspective on life.
Just before sunrise on July 11, 1996, an ambulance was rushed to my grandparents' home on New York's Long Island. My grandparents were the first Black people to own their home on that street. The pride in their home was reflected in a carefully manicured lawn, protective plastic on the sofa, and a front door that was only for show. White men in blue emergency responder uniforms stormed in, carrying a long stretcher, and promptly headed up the stairs to my grandmother Osley's bedroom. While shocking, what was most surprising was the fact that I had slept on the couch. My family had just moved into my grandparents' home to care for my grandmother as her health had taken an unexpected turn. I remember hearing my grandmother come down the stairs, and I pretended to be asleep so she wouldn't make me go to bed. What I thought was a dream of my grandmother kissing my forehead and placing a blanket over me began to come into focus. My brother, lying in front of the TV, my grandfather sitting in his favorite chair, and me, lying on the couch with its crunchy plastic. Osley wasn't the type of woman to have things any which way in her home or life. It was the sound of the door opening that hadn't been opened in 20 years, springing to life that awoke me that morning. But it was the disregard for how things were done that gave way to my indignation. Soon, those same white men came down the stairs with my grandmother, laid on the same stretcher that they had once carried tucked under their broad shoulders. My father swooped me into his arms, my older brother grabbed his hand, and the three of us walked out of the front door for the first and last time. After my grandmother's funeral, I asked my father a question. I don't remember the question. But his answer is something I will carry with me forever. He said, "I don't know, Mim. This is why it is so important we ask people these questions when they are alive. Why we shouldn't take anyone for granted, because you never know how long you have with someone. If you don't ask them, the answer dies with them." I am not just mourning not getting to know my grandmother very well, but also how she didn't get to know me. My grandmother, who worked so hard and was denied so much, didn't get to see what I have become, all I was able to do because of her and on behalf of her. It was my mother who reminded me that memory is the person, what they meant to the world, what they left behind, and their impact. Storytelling does more than allow someone to remember. They can relive those moments and give life to those who were lost, who are now found in new memories. As storytellers, we play a vital role in the human experience, and our observations are so often outside of ourselves. This story is so you may know me, so I may be known, so that not all of my stories accompany me to the grave.
Miriam Brabham of Green Bay brought us that story on memories. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Trina LaSousa.
I'm going to be thinking about that Wisconsin Life episode all day today and thinking about the questions that I want to ask the people in my life who are still alive. And I hope that you get to do that too. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm Mallory Chang, your host. Our producers were Rob Menser and John Davis. Catch us every weekday morning wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back again tomorrow in your feeds. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Take care.